This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
New and troubling information about the lingering effects of concussion and mild traumatic brain injury, or TBI, seem to be coming out on a daily basis. The latest, a recent article in the journal Archives of Pediatric and Adolescent Medicine. It finds that symptoms from TBI can last as long as 12 months after the injury. That's the focus of this week's Common Health segment. And joining us now is Carrie Goldberg, co-host of WBUR's Common Health blog. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Anthony.
So tell us what you have for us today.
So Dr. Carolyn Roy Bornstein recently wrote a post for us about the new concussion rules in Massachusetts. Dr. Roy Bornstein is a pediatrician, and she's also the author of a book that's about to come out this fall about her own personal experience when her son's brain was injured in a car crash. Mm. And the concussion legislation was passed a couple of years ago, actually, but it's really only getting going and taking effect this year and going forward.
So tell us a little bit about what those rules require.
So there are three main things to know about the guidelines that the State Department of Public Health have instated. Number one, anyone involved in school sports, the students, the coaches, and the parents, have to be trained in the recognition, management, and prevention of concussion. Number two, once you've got the diagnosis of a concussion, the athlete has to sit out the remainder of the game or the practice. And number three, an athlete needs to be medically cleared before they can return to play.
Well, Dr. Roy Bornstein is here with us now to tell us more. She's a pediatrician at Merrimack Valley Child and Adolescent Health, an ambassador for the Brain Injury Association of Massachusetts. Dr. Roy Bornstein, thanks for coming in. Welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you very much, Anthony.
Thanks for coming in. Now, Carrie mentioned that you started studying this issue because of your own son who was injured. Tell us what happened.
Yes, in 2003, my son Neil, who was then 17, was injured in a car crash that killed his girlfriend. Mm. He was hit from behind by a drunk driver and sustained a pretty serious traumatic brain injury.
Terrible story. I'm so sorry to hear this. Tell me about the kind of long-term effects that you've seen from this kind of injury.
Initially, Neil was confused. He had memory loss. He didn't know where he was. It took him a long time to get oriented. Even 5 years out, he still suffered from depression. He was on antidepressants. He sees a therapist to this day, suffers from anxiety. So I think it's really important to get the message out that a TBI can be a very unapparent illness, and that people who seem fine may actually struggle more than we can see.
And TBI stands for traumatic brain injury. And we just mentioned in the introduction that sometimes these symptoms can last as long as 12 months. It sounds like in the case of your son, even longer.
With concussion, with a kind of mild concussion, children usually return to themselves pretty quickly. They recover in days to weeks. Each concussion is different, each child is different, and it can take longer.
So Carrie mentioned that coaches, parents, everyone needs to be trained in the recognition of a concussion. So what are the signs and symptoms they should look for?
Well, I go to many, many brain injury conferences, and one in particular stuck with me. Dr. William Meehan, who runs the sports concussion clinic at Boston Children's Hospital, said to us, look, I'll make it very easy for you. It's a direct or indirect blow to the brain and any symptom, whether that's headache, whether that's stumbling around, whether that's I can't really remember the score, or whether it's something as vague as I just don't feel like myself, I just don't feel right.
Within what time frame?
Well, a coach is going to be making that judgment immediately. And a coach isn't required to diagnose a concussion. A coach's job is to recognize and suspect.
Hmm. And doctor, we've heard that you need physical rest after a concussion, but you talk about the importance of cognitive rest as well. What do you mean by that?
A concussion is a functional injury. It's a chemical injury, and it takes time for those chemical reactions that occur at the time of a concussion to re-equilibrate, re-establish a normal brain pattern. So what we're asking children, and we're asking for the support of parents and teachers, is to rest that brain and do as little thinking as possible. There are some school activities that stress the brain more than others, foreign language, for example, mathematics, but even things, and eyes roll and children don't want to hear it, but things like texting, things like video games really tax the brain. And we ask children as much as possible to stay quiet.
This was the part that was really new for me. I didn't realize that cognitive rest was part of what you were supposed to do after a possible concussion.
And I think that's one of the great outcomes, hopefully, of these new guidelines, is that there will be better communication. So while teachers don't necessarily, they're not required to be trained in recognition and management, coaches will be involving the teachers when there is a concussed student in the classroom and say, look, he shouldn't be taking his MCAS, for example. If it's final exam time, let's exempt him from that.
There is an attitude in sports that if you can walk, if you can run, you can play. But it sounds like this is a different kind of set of directions for coaches and parents.
Yes, yes. We're hoping to substitute that with, if in doubt, sit them out. And try to empower the children, too, the kids, to say, you know, it's not smart to go back into a game when you've been concussed. It's just going to prolong your symptoms, make it harder for you to recover.
We don't want you to be tough.
We don't want you to be tough. And we want the children looking after each other. You know, a coach, they do their very best to watch all the athletes on a team. But, you know, we're encouraging children. If you see your teammate go down and seem a little dazed, let somebody know.
And what are the long-term risks associated with not caring properly for a concussion or long-term effects associated with concussions?
What we're trying to prevent is what's called second impact syndrome, where if the child goes back to play before the brain is fully recovered and fully rested, a second injury can be even more devastating. The injury to the brain can be permanent.
So, Carrie, you're a mother. You've got two kids. Does all of this change the way you think about your kids and sports and that sort of stuff?
Well, it can't help but change the way you feel about it. I mean, both listening to Dr. Roy Bornstein and also just the accumulating information that we've been hearing for the last 2 or 3 years from professional football players who commit suicide or their brains are examined afterwards and they're found to have major damage or they talk about feeling dumber and dumber. I mean, basically, my son is almost 8 and I'm feeling like he would have to be dying to play football for me to let him. I just think a brain is a terrible thing to endanger.
And finally, Dr. Bornstein, what's the bottom line for all coaches and parents regarding concussions and what they can do to educate themselves about this issue?
Well, there are some great videos. The CDC has put out a training video that you can watch. The Brain Injury Association of Massachusetts also has educational material on their website. I think the big thing is communication. Coaches are now informing parents when kids have been concussed. They're requiring them to be medically cleared by either their pediatrician or another duly licensed individual. And parents also are being required to inform coaches. You know, all the concussions don't occur on the playing field. So if the child was in a family accident, received a concussion, fell off his bike, and received a concussion. It's two-way information, and those coaches need to know that, and so they can record and document the incidence of head injury in each individual player.
Carolyn Roy Bornstein is a pediatrician at Merrimack Valley Child and Adolescent Health, and she has a book coming out this fall entitled Crash, A Mother, A Son, and the Journey from Grief to Gratitude. Dr. Roy Bornstein, thanks so much for coming in today. We appreciate it.
The pleasure was mine, Anthony. Thank you.
And Carrie Goldberg, co-host of WBUR's Common Health blog. Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
And you can find a link to Dr. Roy Bornstein's Common Health post at radioboston.org.